I will start by explaining the current position of accidents and injuries among young adults in the world. Then I will present our study we have made in Çanakkale of Turkey. Lastly, I will quickly recap before concluding with some recommendations. So I would like to start by explaining why accidents and injuries are a major public health problem globally. So you can see some literature information. The results of numerous studies indicate that accidents, unintentional injuries, is very important public health problem, so among adolescents, university students and young adults. So this study is from Germany and Finland, and the information from the APA's new published book. And in the German study, you can see the incidence of accidents was nearly 9%, I think. We will look at these some country results, and but as you know, there are not much the studies shows that incidence of accidents among young adults. So there were no any study on this issue in Turkey. In the present study, it was aimed to evaluate 1 year incidence of accidents and associated with risk factors among university students in Çanakkale city of Turkey. So our methods, the cross-sectional study was conducted in 2007 and 2008 in nearly 5,000 students from Çanakkale on St. Mart University. A total of 4,762 students were completed the questionnaire, and risk factors associated with the frequency of accidents was assessed by key square analysis and logistic regression analysis. So this is the pictures from our school. Firstly, the key square analysis was used to evaluate the categorical variables, and then all the variables that we detected statistically significant in key square analysis were taken into the logistic regression analysis to see what are the risk factors for incidence of accidents. We found the incidence of accidents among university students was 40.9% during the past 12 months, and the below chart shows us the type of accidents. So when you look at the below figure, you can see the majority of the accidents in traffic, and the others homeland, and the others outside home. So outside home, including in school, in sports activities, and also at work. So when we look at the gender difference, we can see the most risky group are male compared to female. We look at the key square tables. So as you can see, there was a statistically significant relation between gender of male and education levels of mother and father. And we are continuing. And as you can see, there the perception of economical condition and smoking status, illicit substance use, alcohol drinking, and illness diagnosed by a doctor and seeking a professional help, all the variables were found to be related to incidence of accidents. And the final key square analysis table, so without having an emergency help tool at hostel and age, the other variables found to be related to incidence of accidents. So we found that there was a statistically significant association between some variables and incidence of accidents, but we couldn't say whether there was a causal relation between these variables and accident risk. Therefore, we decided to do the logistic regression analysis to see what happened, and we obtained the results on three models. Now I'm going to show this model. So this is the first model. As you can see on this first model, when we look at the association between socio-demographic characteristics an incidence of accident, we found that the risk of accident was 1.5 times higher in males, 1.6 times more likely in the students of college and vocational high schools, and 1.3 times more likely in the students with mother's educational level of high school and above, and 0.4 times more likely in those who have moderate and good perception of economic condition. In addition, 0.5 times higher in those who have very bad economic status. So this is the model two. Secondly, we add the substance use, including cigarette smoking, alcohol drinking, and illicit substance use into the logistic regression analysis. So we observed that accident risk was 1.3 times higher in males, and 1.4 times more likely in the students of college and vocational high schools. But in this model, we found that the association between mother's educational level and accident risk was disappeared in this model. So 0.4 times more likely in those who have moderate and good perception of economic condition. In addition, 0.5 times higher in those who have very bad economic status perception. So it was similar to the result in the first model. 1.7 times higher in those who have used an illicit substance at least once. 1.6 times more likely in those who drank alcohol occasionally or regularly. So let's we check the model 3. When you see, so the risk of accident was 1.6 times higher in males, and 1.3 times more likely in the students of college and vocational high schools, and 0.5 times more likely in those who have very bad economic status perception and also have good economic status perception, 1.7 times higher in those who have used an illicit substance and at least once, 1.5 times more likely in those who drank alcohol occasionally or regularly, 0.7 times higher in those who have not taken a professional health, 1.5 times higher in those who have risk of developing depression. So we have looked at first some literature information in the case of why the accidents and injuries are the one of the most important public health problems. Then I explained to you our study results, and now I would like to discuss and to show our conclusion and recommendations. So you see the CDC and World Health Organization's information. In a study performed in 25 European and North American countries, shows that there is an association between risk behaviors and adolescence injury. So in Turkey, number of deaths caused by unintentional accidents and injuries in males have been reached to the 5th level among all deaths, and males are more higher at risk than females. So young people are among the most vulnerable. WHO in 2010 have started a project, the road safety in the countries. So these countries are Brazil, Cambodia, China, Egypt, India, Kenya, Mexico, Russia Federation, Turkey, Vietnam. Worldwide, 8 of the 50 leading causes of death for people aged 52-29 years are injury-related, including traffic injuries, homicides, suicides. So let's we look at the annual road crash statistics. In world, nearly 1.3 million people die, 20-50 million are injured or disabled each year. So in USA, over 37,000 people die, 2.35 million are injured or disabled in road crash each year. Crash death rates among age 30, 50, 24, 10.9 deaths per 100,000 people. So let's we look at the Turkey information. Number of killed and injured persons per 100,000 population, as you can see the above chart, you can see the increasing from 2000 years until 2011, number of injured especially. And the this figure, number of killed and injured persons per 100,000 population, so you can see the increasing. So our study has some limitations. First, our data were obtained from questionnaires filled by our students' identifications by themselves because of our register system related to accidents and injuries not so good. We couldn't get the hospital or other formal register data. Second, our findings may not be generalized to Turkey or globally. But to our knowledge, this is the first comprehensive study of accidents among university students from Turkey that also investigate associated factors. So in our study, we investigated unintentional accidents among university students, and the present study revealed that the male gender studying in college and vocational schools' perception of very poor economic condition illicit substance use, not to seek a professional help, and high risk of developing depression were among the risk factors associated with the incidence of accident in university students. So implementation of training programs giving priority to high risk groups such as university and high school students is expected to reduce the frequency of accidents in the young age groups. So we suggest that children and young adults 7 to 24 age year olds should be followed and educated to prevent injuries, accidents in schools, work environment at home, outside home, and also in sports activities. Thank you for your attention and patience.
Well, for the motor vehicle accidents that you have, is it a lot of wear your seatbelt in Turkey?
Yes, sometimes they are used, sometimes they are not used.
So it's not a popular
method
to use.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering if you had any crash data systems in this country that you could link with your data or help to validate your data?
So you can take the accident results if any fatal injuries in these accidents. So if there is no any fatal injuries or accidents, so you cannot see the other accidents on the registry systems. Of course, it's obligatory to use the seat belts, but every time and every person cannot obey these rules, I think. Yes, of course, the results is similar.
Is it enforcement?
Yeah, of course, there are legal rules to obey everybody to get seat belts, but sometimes I think they couldn't see sometimes, and they couldn't catch the not using ones, I think. Yes, as I said before, you can't see the accurate numbers on the register system. So we have the numbers, but it's not reliable numbers.
I really enjoyed the book. I found two of the findings of
So I think, oops. Yes, I think so. You talk about this, I think, having an emergency hub tool at home and depression. So we just evaluated the risk of developing depression according to the Beck depression inventory score. So we can't say these persons have depression. Just these persons, these students have a risk of developing depression, I think. It's not decreased, it's increased the injury incidence of accidents. So,
so higher depression.
Higher depression is more related to higher risk of incidence of accidents. This area is not rural, it's an urban area. It's small compared to Istanbul, but it's an urban area. I'm sure that the urban areas have more high risk in view of the accidents, especially traffic accidents. Yes. We try to develop our safety traffic driving things. So we try to develop. I hope it will be okay. Thank you.